Personal interests, flowers and nature. One of my not so well kept secrets is that I partly funded my way through university with a job as a truck loader and driver and regional manager of sorts of fresh cut flower and pot plant outlets situated around the M25 motorway and in central London. My responsibilities included assisting with the purchasing process in the new Covent Garden market at 5 a.m. onwards, loading the pallets with the boxes of flowers and pot plants, loading several trucks using stock lists, and then loading my own truck before setting off to deliver and supervise the traders operating typically in shopping malls or just outside them to catch the walking trade. Inevitably, my working knowledge of flowers and plants grew considerably from a starting point of almost zero. My mother's father was a passionate gardener, and I still remember his tomatoes and fuchsias. To this day, my family's home garden in Phuket, which is more ably attended to by my wife and employed gardeners than me, is a treasure trove of multitudes of varieties of orchids, a very large avocado tree, a stinky bean or satoa tree, lime and lemon trees, and a well-stocked herb garden. On my cycling trips, I will often sacrifice the smartwatch timing function by simply stopping and photographing any new flowers, trees and fruits I see along the way. I found, particularly during the eclipse of the COVID-19 pandemic, that flowers and nature is a refuge of well-being and appreciation of the positive aspects of the hand of nature.